We begin the current Daf Masech the Baba Basa Daf Samach Beis. Begin on the top line of the Amud. The Gemara continues in the related discussion from the previous Daf, and that is, we had mentioned in the opening Mishnah of our Perek HaMoichas HaBayis, if someone sells a house, not included in that sale is the Yitziyah, the annex, and the Cheder, which is a room where things are stored. Now the Gemara asked, if already said that Yitziyah, which is more of a related function as the house, is not included, then the Cheder, which is a totally different tashmish, just for storing and not for dwelling, then for sure that's not included. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is where, although when he said the boundaries of what he's selling in the house included the perimeter of that cheder, of that room, still that's not included, because that's just what's called, that although he wrote those dimensions in the document, that's called mitzarm herchevlo, he just extended the boundaries as a way of being descriptive of what he's selling it, but that does not include that room. And that got into a whole discussion regarding these two different halachas of Rav Nachman, where that's what the theme that we continue on this daf regarding where what is included when the person is describing the piece of property that he's selling him and he writes certain boundaries to be descriptive, what is included in that sale? And that's why Gemara continues on this theme. It says as follows. If matzah loy, if the seller describes the boundaries of a field that he's selling to his friend in the document of the sale, of the deed, he describes as follows. Meitzer echad arach, one of the boundaries he makes long, umeitzer echad katzer, and one of them he makes short. So, for example, by the western boundary, he draws the line 100 amas long, yet on the eastern boundary, which correlates to the western side, he only makes it 50 amas long, and that only reaches half the field. Now, regarding the northern and the southern boundaries from the right and the left, which goes from east to west, that he makes the total boundary. So there are those Gemaras to have the picture. One would see that you have what would seem to be almost a full area of a field, but one is the whole length, and one is only half of that. So there's a machlekes. Amarav, he says, Leikona ele keneged hakatzer. He says, the halacha is as follows, that the buyer only gets, correlating to the shorter boundary, which was on the eastern side, which was only half the field. And so why by the western side, if he's only getting half the field, so why by the western side did he draw the line all the way to the edge of that, which is double of the half, which is the whole thing? That's what's the concept we said in the previous stuff of Mitzarim Herchavloi. He just extended the boundaries to make a full boundary what you're writing in the documentation, because that's just the whole boundary of the field that's on the side of it. Where, as Taisus illustrates similarly, that so why did he make the boundaries on the either side? These are the ideas of Mitzarim Herchavloi, just to give an understanding of the coordinates, but really, since why did he do only half? Because he only wanted to give him half. And why did the one he do long 100 amas instead of 50 amas? Because that was the entire boundary on that side. But really, says Rav, he only wanted to give him, and only gets half of that field, only what's connected to Katzer. That only Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, L'Rav. They ask on this interpretation of Rav, and they say, why? The Yikna, let the buyer acquire, keneged, opposite, reish, the edge of the tur, which is the tuf is exchanged with a shin, of the shura, of the end of the row. In other words, we could say that no, he precisely wrote it like that, not like what you call hirchevlei, which he was just being extensive and expansive in his description so that you could just get an idea, but it doesn't mean everything. On that they ask him, no, maybe the guy was specifically doing that on the western boundary he made it long, and on the eastern one he made it short. Why? Because he wanted that the buyer should acquire on the western boundary, yes, the length of the entire boundary of 100 amas. And on the eastern boundary to be only 50 amas. Now, how is that possible? What does that mean? You have to make clear boundaries. How could one be 100 and one be 50? Rav makes sense. Where if he only did one 50 amas, so then, you know, it's going to be 50 amas. And then the rest was just as being a descriptive type of boundary. On that, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi say that no. What would that mean? How could you have one side 100, one side 50? It's because he wants him to acquire the entire field on a diagonal, which would be opposite the tips of the edges of the boundaries, which there are those Gemaras that have these pictures where you see that you could have the 100 amas and then diagonal to the 50 amas. So it'd be like more of a trapezoid. You would have more of a diagonal line there at the edge, not just to have it cut down from the cutter to the middle of the arach one, but rather at a diagonal. So the Gemara says, Shasag Rav. So Rav was silent, which is that concept known as Shtika Kaidah. He was silent, and he admitted to their concept where he agreed that it's going to be Keneged Resh HaTur, it's going to be an Alachsan, a diagonal. Now the Gemara tells us that Umay de Rav, that now Rav agrees, and this is in other words, he agrees before he was silent. In other words, once he was silent, then he's going to agree to this case that he's describing, and even to the case that he originally had disputed and said that you're only going to get Keneged HaKatzer, which ultimately he was quiet into the dispute of Rav Kahn or Rav Asi, that he ultimately agreed. But says the Gemara, even before he agreed, and that he held that in this previous case you only get half and not at a diagonal, but even he originally agreed to the following case. Heichadeka Meitzer Reuven v'Shimon Michad Gisa, where you have the boundary of Reuven and Shimon on one side, let's say on the eastern side. Umeitz, meaning from the field that he's trying to give coordinates of what he's describing, the boundaries of what the field that he's selling. Umeitz or Levi v'Yehud Mechad Gisa, and he had the boundaries of other neighbors, of other properties, that of Levi v'Yehud on the other side, let's say on the western side. Now, the width of the field was 100 amas, and you had the boundary of Levi opposite that of Reuven, which was 50 amas, and you had the boundary of one side Yehuda opposite Shimon on the other side, which was the other 50 amas. Now, in the document, he wrote to him that the boundary of Reuven and Shimon on the east and the boundary of Yehuda on the west. He didn't write Levi there. He only mentioned part of the western boundary. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that here Rav would agree that even when he was disputing, before he admitted, that the buyer would acquire what's called Keneged Reish Tur on a diagonal. Because if the seller wanted him to acquire only regarding half, as he only mentioned half, he only mentioned Yehuda, not Levi, then Midahavale Lemichtav Le Deruvin Keneged Levi, but then he should have written that he's selling him, and when he's mentioning the boundaries, should have mentioned only Reuven on one side and Levi on the other side, which they're half on either side. Or the Ude Shimon Keneged Yehuda, or he should have mentioned that on one side the boundary of Shimon, and on the other side Yehuda, in other words, which that would have been on the eastern side, which is the long side, he's saying that he should only acquire Yehuda, which correlates to Shimon, which would be half the field. Now Veloy Kosovle, he didn't write that. By Reuven and Shimon, he wrote both Reuven and Shimon. But why are you doing that? If, as you're writing on the other side, Yehuda, you only want that half and not that of Levi, so why write on the other side Reuven and Shimon? Only write Shimon. Obviously, you can infer that the reason why he did that was because, yes, he wants Reuven and Shimon, and the other side only Yehuda. Now, how do you have that? Because that's going to be at a diagonal. Now, that Rav agrees to. Now, however, in the first halacha that Rav mentioned, for example, if you have Reuben and Shimon on the eastern side, and you only have Yehuda, that's the first case, you only have Yehuda on the western boundary, which correlates to both Reuben and Shimon on the other side, and he writes Yehuda on the western side and Shimon on the eastern side, so that makes it that one side is long 100 amas, the other one is only Shimon and not Reuben, which is only half, only part of it, 50 amas. The Rav held that no, they're only going to acquire and correlate to the shorter side to half and not as a diagonal. Why? Because there he had to mention the entire dimensions of the western boundary. Because he couldn't have said that, okay, Shimon on one side and half Yehuda on the other side, like we're describing over here, where there was Yehuda on half and Levi the other half. Because we don't write half the boundaries, and they have to write the entire boundary, so why do you write that? That's just what's called Mitzarim Hirchavlai. But again, that's where Rav originally would have held, as he held, that then you'll get half. Again, ultimately he conceded. But even then, in that state, when there was two neighbors on one side and two neighbors on the other side, and one he writes two and the other one writes one, they would agree that he was doing it also as Reish Tur, that it would be at a diagonal. Now, continuing on the next case, the Gemara describes, if someone's selling a field to his friend, and he wants to write the boundaries of the field to know what's being included in the sale. Now, his neighbor Reuven has two fields. Meitzer Reuven Mizrach Ma'ariv. His neighbor Reuven is on his boundaries, both on the eastern part of his field and the western part of his field. And a different neighbor of his, Umeitzer Shimon Tzaf Medarm. His neighbor Shimon borders his property, both on the north and on the south. So the Gemara counsels and says that when he's writing this document to the buyer, he shouldn't write just unspecified that the field that I'm selling you is between the fields of Reuben and Shimon. Because although it is included on four sides by Reuben and Shimon, The problem is if those are the words exactly that he writes, then ultimately he could divide it for him, for the buyer, and only end up giving him half that field, not the whole field, on a diagonal, like some Gemaras have that, where you see Reuben on one side and the other side, and Shimon on the left and the right. And then if you would cut it in half on a diagonal, then it would come out that the field he'd be selling him, which would only be half, would be bordered both by Reuben and Shimon. So rather, says the Gemara, Tzarech L'miktavli, what he has to write for him is as follows. Meitzer Reuben Ruchin Train. He has to write for him that it's bordered by Reuben on two sides, Umeitzer Shimon Ruchin Train, and bordered by Shimon on two sides. Then you're going to have it on all four sides. Then he'll be selling him, by default, the whole field. Now, for sure, of course, if he would be explicit, and he says that the field I'm selling you has Reuben bordering it on the east and the west, and Shimon bordering it on the north and the south, then for sure that would include the whole thing. But Gemara is just telling you that in such a case, you got to be specific, because if not, ultimately he could only sell them a triangle of it, a half of it, and that would include being bordered by Reuben and Shimon. Now, Ibailur, the following questions regarding this halachas that we're discussing. Sayimloi, which that's a terminology of identifying features. If let's say in the document, in the deed, when it shows the plans of the land that he's selling him, he identifies es hakranes, the corners. In other words, the case that we're talking about is that there were many fields that surrounded this field that this guy was selling to the buyer on all around his field. Now, when he was coming to identify his field, he does it by saying what's around it, so you know what's from within that area. He only identified the four fields that were around the corners of this field that is owned by him. But he didn't identify the boundaries of the entire length and the width of his field. And that asked the Gemara, ma'uod halacha bi, in that situation. In other words, do we say that it's not normal for a person to sell just the corners of his fields? Rather, obviously he was selling the entire field that's within these corners. He was just giving the coordinates of the corners, and that's why he identified the corners, to know, okay, what's within these corners, that's what he's selling to him. Or maybe, no, he was only selling him a row diagonally from corner to corner, crisscross, like some Gemaras have these pictures where you see that Reuben was someone that had a field on one corner, Shimon had on another corner, Levi on another corner, Yehuda on another corner. Now, there were many other people, Yisachar, Zvon, that had all around his perimeter. But he only identified the corners, maybe because he wanted to sell them where, when you're selling, it's selling one field, so it has to be connected somewhere. And it is. By crisscross as an X, it's connected there in the center. Maybe that's what he's selling him. And not more than that. A similar question. K'min gam. Let's say he describes the boundaries in the document as this Greek letter, which is called a gam, gamma, which is similar to a chaf sofet, the end of chaf, which is this type of L bracket. So if let's say he describes to him that the boundary is he gives him the southwestern corner and the northwestern corner. Now, it comes out that the boundaries that he's giving him is the beginning of every direction, because when you have an L bracket, you have the beginning of, and it's on opposite corners, so then it comes out that you're really describing all four directions, like some Gemaras have that, where you see it's just the beginning of every direction that is being incorporated over there. And that as the Gemara there, so too is Mahu Oda Lochbi over there. In other words, this is what's called an imtim tzalaymer, based on the previous question. If you say that when he only identifies the exact corner, that there you're only going to acquire, you're right, correlating to the corners, and then you're going to get like a crisscross, you're not going to get the whole field, that's because he didn't really identify every side, because he only identified the corners. But here, where he's really identifying the boundaries of the beginning of every side, because the L bracket starts going in every direction, so it's as if he identified the boundary of the entire whole perimeter of the field, and therefore the buyer acquires the whole field. Or do you say that, no, maybe not, maybe only acquires on this diagonal too, like some Gemaras have that picture where you see the two L brackets on diagonals, you'll have a strip of land going from one L bracket to the next, but it would not include the rest of the field. So to similar, a third question the Gemara asks, or Ketin Tomid Beis, is Bisirugin Mahu. So this would be, Sirugin means every other, skipping. So for example, if let's say the fields that surrounded him were owned by eight different people, where every single side had two different field owners that were on that side. So you had Reuben and Shimon on the east, Levi and Yehuda on the north, Yisachar and Zvulun from the west, Yosef and Yamin from the south, which those were the primary children of Rachel and Leah. Now, when he describes all the four sides, he only wrote Reuben from the east, Levi from the north, Yisachar from the west, and Yeser from the south. Now, this is based again on Imtim Tzalaymer, if you're going to say, based on the previous question, if you're going to say that regarding a Gam, that you're right, there he only acquires by Alachsa, and he only gets a diagonal strip going from one L bracket to the other, that you would say, because maybe it's normal for someone to sell a strip between two fields. And although it could be one field, but it's a strip now cutting between two triangle fields. So that would be normal. But it's not normal to sell a field that's connected in a kaleidoscope of skipping every other one. And it actually makes sense to say that because it would be a major effort for him to have to write every single field that borders his property. And he only skipped every other one to give at least one of the fields that border that one of those four sides. And therefore, maybe he is getting the whole field. Or maybe do you say that no? Here also, he's only selling him opposite those exact fields that he had specified in the boundaries. And every other one, as one would see, as there are Gemaras that have these pictures, where you see that you have a triangle that you acquire, not acquire, because he only mentioned these ones. So they are connected in the center, which would be some type of a symbol, which... or somewhat of like an X, but again, that's the question. Do we say that he's only getting what he specified, or would we say that there it would be logical to say that he was including the whole thing? Says the Gemara, take all these questions, let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha is regarding what's included in that sale. Continuing on these halachas, the Gemara says, Meitzer le Meitzer Rishon, u'meitzer sheni, u'meitzer shlishi. Let's say someone is describing the boundaries of the field to know what's within that that's included in the sale. So he gives the first side, the second side, the third side, u'meitzer revi lo meitzer lo. But he doesn't write in the document the fourth side. So it's actually a three-way machlokes. Amar Rav, he says, kana hakol. The buyer acquires everything. In other words, whatever is included in the area of those three boundaries, he acquires all that part of the field. Chutz mimeitzer revi, except for the actual fourth boundary, in other words, that one furrow that would be that line of the fourth side, that he doesn't acquire, and that's what he gains the seller by not writing the fourth boundary, that's what's not included in the sale. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar, he says, not for the Meitzer Revi. He says, no, even the fourth boundary, everything is included in that sale. And the reason why he didn't write it is because he doesn't have to. Because it's pretty obvious, you know, when you write that ches, that so you just make that line, because everything that's included, including that fourth line, so you don't have to write it, and therefore even that's included. Now, Rav Asi, I mean, he says, actually, Leikana, the buyer does not acquire, Ela Telem Echad Al Panei Kula, only one furrow along those three boundaries, like a ches, actually does not acquire anything within the field, just the outer perimeter, those furrows of the ches, that's the only thing he acquires. Had he written the fourth one so that everything would be included in that box? Here he only wrote three, he only gets those three furrows. So the Gemara explains, Savala, it's because Rav Asi held Karav, like Rav. What does it mean like Rav? The Amar Rav said that the reason why the seller didn't write the fourth side, because Rav explained, Shiur Shire, because he was leaving over for himself something from the field. Now the thing is that, but Rav Asi is much more than Rav. Because although Rav was saying, so okay, then he's leaving over that fourth, that just that one furrow for himself, Rav Asi held, and the fact that he was leaving over by the actual boundary, so then actually he was leaving over the whole entire field, which is opposite that boundary. But one thing that he does gain, the buyer, by the fact that the seller wrote from the three boundaries, is to acquire at least something which is just one furrow along all those three boundaries, but actually the whole entirety of the field he does not get. Amar Rava, Rava Paskins, he says, Hilchas Halacha is, from this three-way machlokes, that kan ha'kol chutz mimeitzer revi, in the case we just described, we only delineated the three sides and not the fourth boundary, that the buyer acquires everything, the whole entire field, except for the fourth boundary, which is like Rav said, but he qualifies this halacha. Says, v'loy amarin, we did not say that he does not acquire the fourth boundary, ela delei mivla, only if that fourth boundary is not absorbed, is not included in the airspace between the two boundaries on either side, rather, it's above where those sides end, like some Gemaras have this picture, which is the left picture, which you see that fourth boundary is beyond where the boundaries on the sides end. So then we say, so we're saying that that's not going to be included in the sale. Aval mivla, but says Rava, if let's say that fourth side actually was absorbed in that airspace, which as the Gemaras have that at the right picture, where you see that that fourth boundary is actually within the wall space of where the boundaries that he set on the right and left side go over that area, then kana, then actually he does acquire whatever is within those boundaries, including the fourth side. Moreover, Rava qualifies, says, V'chiloi mivlanami. And the truth is that even when we said that if the fourth side is not absorbed inside that ear space, that we said that he's not going to acquire the fourth side, like Rav had said, even then, Blayim Manu, we didn't say that, El de'ika le'richpa de'dikla, that if, at least there has to be some type of a chain of trees that are planted over there, something chashub. Or at least that Vahava, that boundary, that little piece of land on the fourth side, should at least be Tisha's Kavan, should at least be an area of 9 Kav, which is the minimum measurement of what a field is, as we said in the first paragraph of Yod Aleph and Aleph, where since it's Chashiv, again, either because of all the trees that are planted there, or because it's at least a measurement of 9 Kavan, then we say that the seller left it for himself. But if there is no row of trees, and below have a Tisha's Kavan, and it's not doesn't have an area of 9 Kavan, then even though it's not absorbed into the airspace of the other three boundaries, even then, kana, the buyer is going to acquire even the fourth side. Says the Gemara, mechlal, in other words, the Gemara is inferring now from the words of Rava that we learn, from the fact that he established that this halacha of Rav, that the buyer acquires everything except for the fourth boundary, is only when there's two flaws. A, it has to be that it's not absorbed in the ear space of the other two walls on the either sides. And it has to be talking about that it's at least something chashuv, that there's a row of trees or there's 9 kavan. Infers the Gemara. Now, that tells us the chimufla, that if it is absorbed in the ear space, avagav the ikal la'arich b'didikal, that even that if it has a row of trees, vavatishas kavan, or if it's going to have 9 kavan, still kana, still the buyer is going to acquire it, because then there's only one flaw. The flaw is that it's something chashuv, where he didn't mention it, and there is a row of trees, but still, since it's absorbed within the area, still the buyer is going to acquire it. Because it has to have two flaws for it to say it's not included in the sale, which he didn't mention that fourth side. A, that it's not muvla, and B, that it's something chashuv, either by a row of trees, or that it has 9 kav. That's one version of what Rava said the halacha is. Ikeda amri, now those who say a different version. Amar Rava, he said, the hilchas akana hakoil. The halacha is actually that the one who buys this field with only three borders were specified, he acquires everything vafilametzeravi, even the fourth boundary, which is like the way Shmuel said. But again, the qualification of Rava comes in, and he says, but v'loy amarin, we didn't say that he does acquire the fourth side, ela demivla, only if that's absorbed within the airspace of the other three sides. Avaloy mivla loy kami. But if it's not absorbed, he does not acquire it, which is really the same halacha that came out from the way he qualified in the first version in Rav. But the second qualification is what changes it from the first version. V'chimivla nami loy marin. Now, but even when it's absorbed, we didn't say that if it's within that space, he will acquire everything, even the fourth boundary. El deleka le'richba dedikla only. So again, even if it's absorbed, you can acquire it only if there's no robe trees, or will have a tishas kavan, or if it's not a distinct area of being at least 9 kavan. Aval ikal la rich but the dikla, but if it has a robe trees, or if I have a tishas kavan, it's 9 kavan, even though it's absorbed within the ear space, loikana, then you're not going to acquire that fourth side. Says the Gemara, so Mechla, we could infer from the fact that Rav explained this halacha that he's passing in like Shmuel, that even the fourth side you'll get only when there's what's called tartili tivusa. Two positives, where A, it's only if it's absorbed and that there's nothing chashuv on it, the inference is, the chiloi muvla, that if it's not absorbed in the area, that tells us that afagav de leka lerich b'didikla, that even if it's not going to have a row of trees, or v'loi abatishas kavan, if it's not going to be 9 kavan, that loi kana, then the buyer's not going to acquire it because there's still one flaw, and you need to have no flaws, meaning two good things. And here, you have still one flaw, because although there's no trees, but it's not muvla. Now, on that, the Gemara paskins as follows. Shamina mitavayu lishne de Rava, what we learn from these two different versions of Rava, where, although as the Gemara will shortly explain that they do disagree, but regarding the following halacha, we see that they do not disagree, and that's the halacha, that the besada, regarding the actual field itself, not the fourth boundary, the field itself, loy shar v'loy midi, that is not being left over in the sale. The only thing that's being left over is possibly the fourth boundary, which is like Rav, meaning not like the way Ravasi had said it. So that's for sure, he gets the whole field. The Shemin and Nami, another thing we learn from both versions of Rava is Dehecha de Mivla, where it is absorbed in the airspace. And Valeka Larich Bedikla. And there's no row of trees, or below Avatisha's Kavan, and it's not an area of non-Kavan. Then Kana, then for sure the buyer is going to acquire it because the Yavtarti Litivusa, two to the benefit of the buyer, A, it's Mivla, and there's nothing Chashv in it. Now, so too, if Loi Mivla, if it's not absorbed in the airspace, and meaning on that boundary which was left out in the deed, and the ikola richba the dikla, and there is a row of trees, or they have a test kavan that is nine kavan, then both versions of Rav would hold that loy kana, that the buyer does not acquire because there you have what's called tartilareya, so two things going against him, because it's not absorbed and it is chashim. So it makes sense the seller left it out for himself. But mivla the ikola, but if it is absorbed in the airspace, but there's a row of trees in it, or it's nine kavan, or the other way around. Loi mivla, it's not absorbed, and velekala, and there's no row of trees, or it's not nine kavan, where these two cases have one positive and one negative, so it's regarding that there's the two different versions according to Rava. Itma lo lahaigisa, you have one way saying one way, vitma lo lahaigisa, some say the other way, where according to the first version of Rava, you would acquire, because it's not tartel reyes, so according to the second version, you would not acquire because you don't have tartel tivusa. And that the Gemara paskin shuda de daini. That's halacha is that according to wherever the judge throws this judgment, in other words, that's going to be the halacha because since we're in doubt, we don't know because there's two different versions of Rabbah. So then we do what's called halacha of shuda, where everything goes according to the understanding and the view of the judge. And however much he recognizes the seller, if he recognizes the seller that he's a giving type of a person, then it would make sense that he wanted to give him the whole thing. Whereas if he's more of a stingy type of person, then you would say that he did not intend to, and then you would say that it's not including that fourth side. Again, according to what the judge sees, how he evaluates who the seller was. Now, because Rashbam points out that actually, in general, when we're in doubt regarding two different versions like we have in our Gemara, who the halacha is like, we don't usually say this halacha of shuda didaini, unless it specifies like in our Gemara, rather, usually the halacha is hamoitzi mechaber levaraya. Whoever is the muchzik, where in this case the meicher is the muchzik, then you would say that the buyer would get the lower hand. In this case, the Gemara says, not like that. Here we say shuda didaini, whatever the judge sees would make sense, was the seller's intention, that's how he's going to paskin. Now, continuing on this theme about qualifying the halacha regarding the writing that's in the document, what's included in the sale, the Gemara brings the following discussions, where before we talk about it's regarding the boundaries, now we're going to talk about similar in the wording that he uses to specify what's being included in the sale. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, let's say there is Reuben and Shimon that were partners in the field. Now Reuben went to sell his part of the field to someone else. And he writes like this in the document. He writes, Palga de Isli Ba'ara. The half that I have in this land, in other words, the half that I have in this field, I'm selling to you, then says Rabbah, then Palga. In other words, the entire half of the field that he has, he sold to him. In other words, and the seller, who only owns half the field, was not holding to anything of that for himself. But if he writes to him these words, Palga ba'ara de isli, half of the land that there is for me, that's what I'm selling to you, then actually Riva. Then he only has sold them a quarter of the field, because which is only half of this partner's portion. Because essentially this is what he's telling them. He's telling them, the half that I have, half of what I have is what I'm selling to you. Which comes out that from his half, he's only selling him half, which is a quarter of the field, because that's the words he says. Palga ba'ara de isli, half of the land that I have. What do I have? I only have half. So I'm selling you half of that half. So he's only selling him a quarter. So you have to, the precision of the words that are being used will qualify if he's selling him half the field or only a quarter of the field. On this halacha of Rabba, Amli Abaya, Abaya asks, Maishnahachi u Maishnahachi, what's the difference between these two cases that you just described? In other words, just like when you said, when he says, Palga de Isli Ba'ara, half that I have in the land, he's selling him half the land. So here also, when he says, Palga Ba'ara de Isli, half of the land that I have for me, should also be Palga, also be half, because what he's saying is, half, I'm selling you half in this land. Now, although he ends up the words de Isli, which Rabbah was saying that, oh, half of the land that I have for myself, which is in itself half, and I'm selling you half of the half, which is a quarter, and that says, Abaye, why? Why are you saying that's going back on the word half? Rather say that those words are going on the words that I'm selling you. I'm selling you what I have, which is half, in this field. Why are you saying that it's of what I have is the half, I'm selling you half of that. Abai says that no, it should be going on the word of the sale, which would mean the whole half that he has. So the Gemara tells that Ishtik. When Rabbi heard that question from Abai, he was silent. So Abai said, Ano Sabri, I thought, like we mentioned this concept before, mid the Ishtik Kabuli Kabla, from the fact that he was silent, if someone has what to say, you usually respond. It must be he accepted what I was contending, and what's called Shtiku Koido, he admitted to my contention, and that there should be no difference, and both the buyers should get half, not just a quarter. And that says Abai, Vallahi, but it's not the case. Because Chazina Hanu Shtari Dinafkimi Beimara, I saw these certain documents that came out of the Bezdin of the master, meaning of Rabbah, Viksibu, and it was written on these sale documents, Hachi, as follows. Palga de Isli Ba'ara, when it said that he was selling him half of the land, half of the land, he sold them Palga. In other words, that document that was written on the top of it, where it said on the document how this guy, meaning the witnesses are writing this, how this guy told us, I want you to be witnesses that I'm selling to this guy Palga de Isli Ba'ara, the half that I have in this land. Which was obvious from the end of the document that he was selling him actually half. Because what it wrote there at the end, that this guy acquired from this guy half of this field with this amount of money. So it was obvious that the sale was for the entire half, not just for half of the half, which is a quarter. Now, regarding that one, however, that was written, Palga Ba'ara de Isli, half of the land which I do have, which it was explicitly at the end of the document that he was acquiring to the buyer was only riva. It was obvious from the end that he was only selling him a quarter, so you could see that Rabbah held even at the end that those words are different, and those words would actually be a sale of only a half of the half, which would be only a quarter. Similar type of a discussion. The Gemara says, V'amar Rabbah, another halacha, the Rabbah says that Reuven had a field, and he wanted to sell part of the field that he had to Shimon on the western part of the field. Now, on the eastern part of the field, he wanted to hold on to that for himself. But he didn't specify how much of the field he was selling and how much he was holding on to for himself. Rather, he just wrote the boundaries as follows. He wrote that that guy's field, that this field that I'm selling you, that to this person that I'm selling, that the western boundary is where Levi is, and the eastern boundary, which was the part that he was of his own field that he was selling, he was holding on to himself, he wrote that the meitzer, the boundary, is Ara Demina Pilga, is the land that from itself that I'm splitting. In other words, the land, that land itself, which is mine, which I'm cutting off from it, that I'm selling to you, the eastern half of that field is my boundary, is the boundary that which is my part. So that says Rabbah, Palga. So he was selling him half of the field, because he said the words that it's the land that from it I'm selling you Pilga, which that word sounds like a chaluka, a chelik, half, which is cutting it in half. So therefore it makes sense that he was selling him half the field. But let's say the wording is precise. He tells him that the Meitzer Ara, that on the eastern side, the boundary is the land, meaning this land itself, Dimino Psikida, from it I am cutting off, which sounds like that a piece of land which is fit to cut off from a different piece of land and make it separate, that the minimum is 10 kavan, is an area of 9 kavan, where that's going to go to one of the parties, in this case, the Lekech, as we learned in the first Perek and Yud Aleph and Aleph, that one does not divide a courtyard or a field until the area has at least 9 kavan for each one. And the reason for this is because the word psika is different than the word pilga. That sounds like something which is cut off from something else, which the minimum, it's taking the smaller part, cutting it off from the larger part, which the minimum that you could cut off is 9 kavan. So it says, Rabbi, depending on the wording that you use, we'll identify how much is it that he's selling to him. If he uses palga, it's going to be half. If he uses the words of psika, then it's going to be 9 kavan. And again, normally Abai asked on Rabbi and says, Mashnochi, what's the difference between the two of them? Abai held that those words are not so specific to identify if it's going to be half the field or 9 kavan. So the Gemara tells Ishtik, so Rabbi was silent, which again usually connotes this idea of Rabbi acquiescing. Now, Savmina, so the yeshiva students thought that if Rabbi agreed to Abai, and what's Abai trying to say? That idipalka, that both the word psika or filiga would both indicate that he's selling him half the field. And that says Gemara on the top of Samach Gimel Med Aleph, but actually below here, that's not the case. Because the Amr of Yemir Bashalemya, he says, L'didi mefarsh l'minei d'Abai, for me, was explained actually from Abaya, that the halacha is as follows. Bein Meitzer Ara Demina Plaga, whether he used the words that the eastern boundary is the land that from itself I'm splitting for you, Ubei Meitzer Ara Demina Psiko, whether the words are used that the eastern boundary is the land from it I'm cutting off for you, that's not what it depends on, as Abai had asked the rabbi and rabbi agreed to. And it's not going to be that both are going to be half, it depends on something else. E Amarle, if he tells him, and he writes this in the document, Elain Mitzra Naha, that these are the boundaries. He writes these words, these are the boundaries. And then he goes on to specify the boundaries. That the eastern boundary is the land from it that I'm being plugged, that I'm cutting, that I'm shearing with you. And on the western boundary is that guy's field. And then he goes to and he identifies all the boundaries. Now the reason why he prefaced with the words Ve'ilin Mitzrano, these are the boundaries, which is superfluous. Why are you saying that? You're already specifying all the boundaries. Why say, and these are the boundaries, is to give a benefit to the buyer more than what was necessary indicated. As the Gemara says later on, it's obvious that being superfluous in terminology gives a greater yipukayach for the buyer. So what Abai was saying to Rabba was, it doesn't make a difference if you say pliga or if you say psika. Rather, sometimes both will be that he will get half, and sometimes both will be that actually only get 9 kavan. Now, so what is the difference? When he says ila mitzrano, which is superfluous, then he's coming to add on to him, then it's going to be palga, then he's going to get half. Loyomali, ila mitzrano, if he didn't say that these are the boundaries, he just specified the actual boundaries, then it's actually going to be, since he didn't specify, he only gets the minimum, which is going to be tisha kavan, there's only going to be 9 kavan.